We want to welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah share. We're holding you Mishnah Berurah Chelek Daled, and Mirtza Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Ayin Reish Amid Beis. If that sounds a little bit strange, it's because numerically this would be Daf Reish Ayin. However, we don't like writing Reish Ayin because that would spell out Ra, which means bad or evil. We don't like to use that, so instead we write it out as Ayin Reish. And that's where we pick up today. We pick up on Ayin Reish Amud Aleph with Simen Tav Hey Sif Hey. Today's share is going to be audio only. Our learning today should be Yischos for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael Hanasuna Batzaro Bashivya Ha'im Dim Bein Bayom Ubein Bayabasha Hamakim Yerachim Aleihem V'Yitzia Mitzaro Lervacha Me'afela La'Oro Mishubad La'Geula Hashta Bagala Uvizban Kariv V'Nemar Amen. Our learning should be Yischos Refu Shalema for Achia Gadol Moshaber Ben Esther Fradel Yitzhak Ben Sien Ben Dusha Rivka Vashir Aleicha V'Hadasa V'Asrezel Serel Yeshua Levi ben Ahuva Malka Chana Trani Bas Batsheva and Yeruchim ben Masha. They should all have Refu Shalema B'Seich Shar Chayle Yisrael. So here in Simen Tav Hey, we've been learning a lot of halachas regarding somebody who left the Tchum. And we've been seeing that there are different rules that apply to somebody who left the Tchum intentionally, somebody who left the Tchum shaloi midas. And when we talk about somebody leaving the Tchum shaloi midas, we're referring to somebody who leaves the Tchum either b'shoigeg or b'oynis. What's the difference between b'shoigeg and b'oynis? B'oynis means that he left the Tchum inadvertently. So the cases that I've been using are somebody who the wind blew him out of the Tchum. Or we're going to discuss somebody who an Eina Yehudi picked him up and physically took him out of the Tchum. Those are cases of Oines. It happened totally inadvertently. It had nothing to do with him, kind of like it was against his will. Then we talk about a Shoigeg. Somebody who leaves the Tchum b'Shoigeg is either he just totally forgot that there's such an Isser of Tchum, or, like I said, he was busy chazering the daf in his head, or he's walking with his chaver and they're trading shtiklach Torah or good vart on the parsha, and mitoch tirdosai, they're not paying attention, they're involved in something else, and they accidentally stepped out of the Tchum. So there's a different set of rules that applies to somebody who leaves the Tchum accidentally, inadvertently. That's one set of rules. There's a different set of rules for somebody who actually leaves the Tchum intentionally. We're much stricter on the person who leaves the Tchum intentionally. And this is one of those simonim where we have a lot of different halachas, and in order to understand and decide what the halacha should be in each case, we have to apply all of these rules to that exact case. What's interesting about this simon is that Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, Sif Dalet, a lot of the halachas that we learned are based on these rules, but the Mechaber doesn't really lay down the rules until beginning with Sif Hey. So today we're going to start with Sif Hey, and we're going to learn in the Mechaber and in the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to learn a lot about rules that we've already discussed. Why did we discuss them? Because we had to apply them to specific cases. So I had to speak out the rules. The Mishnah Berurah had to speak out the rules. Now we're going to actually see the rules spelled out. So in a way, that very much helps us because we're kind of going over ground that we've already worked on. So with that kind of introduction, let's pick up with Sif Hey, four lines off the bottom on Ayin Reish Amud Aleph, in the middle of the line, says the Mechaber. Somebody who was taken out of the Tchum by an Akum, by an Eina Yehudi. So an Eina Yehudi picked him up and took him out of the Tchum. Oy Ruach Ra, or a Ruach Ra propelled him outside of the Tchum. What's a Ruach Ra? So if you take a look right away at the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Yud Gimel, we're going to come back to Eis Katan Yud Beis in a moment, but the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Yud Gimel defines a Ruach Ra. He says, Shenitrafa Daitoi. He became mentally confused. I don't know. He was seized by some kind of mental confusion. Va'achakach Nishtafa. And then he became mentally clear again. So he left the tchum when he was mentally not all there. And then after he was out of the tchum, his mind cleared up, and lo and behold, he's out of the tchum. So now let's again read from the beginning of Sifrei in the Mechaber. Somebody who is removed and taken out of the tchum, either by Akum, by an Ein Yehudi, or he went out of the tchum due to this kind of mental confusion, or some other oynes occurred that led to him being out of the tchum. He tripped over a log. The hurricane came and blew him out of the tchum. But some kind of oynes took him out of the tchum. Oy sheshagag, or it was b'shoygeg. He was tarud. He was involved in something. V'yatza, and he went out of the tchum. So in all of these cases, essentially what we have over here is what we termed in Sif Dalid yesterday, mi sheyatza chutz l'tchum shaloi ladas. This is somebody who went out of the tchum, shalai ladas. He didn't intentionally go out of the tchum. He was removed from the tchum by a Yehudi. He was mentally confused. He went out of the tchum. Some other kind of oinus led him out of the tchum. He inadvertently, b'shoigig, accidentally exited the tchum. But these are all cases of what the Mechaber called in Sif Dalid, mi sheyatza chutz l'tchum, shalai ladas. Okay, what's the halacha, says the Mechaber? Eloi ela arba amos. I'm sorry. It's true that you went out of the tchum shaloi ladas, but the bottom line is you went out of the tchum. You went out of the tchum. You're now restricted to a dalad ama area. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. It's cutting your base, Mishai Tziyu, Ritzain Olaymar. What the Mechaber means to say is, Ta'afilu ba'ayfin seh shahay onus padavar. Even in all of these cases where this person was an oinus, especially, I mean, the first case over here in the Mechaber, an Ein Yehudi picked him up and took him out of the tchum. It's an oinus. Gam kein ein loy ela arba amos. We're not makel on him. We don't say, you know what? You went out of the tchum ba'oinus. You know, you get a pass. No, you went out of the tchum ba'oinus. You're still restricted to a dalad ama area. V'choshken kichayotza b'mezid. Certainly, if you left the tchum b'mezid, you're restricted to dalad amos. V'chanal b'sif aleph. That halacha we learned already in sif aleph. Of this simon, I was cutting your gimel and rach rush and itrafadaita. He became mentally confused, rachachach nishtafa, and then he became clear. I was cutting your dalit, oishashagag viyotza, or he left the tchum b'shoigig. Says to Mishnah Berurah, after koshkin whom be done oinus. Doesn't seem to be any reason why the Mechaber has to tell us this halacha of somebody who left the tchum b'shoigig. That if he left the tchum b'shoigig, we're still machmer on him and we still restrict him to dalit amos. The Mechaber already told us that if somebody left the tchum ba'oinis, we're still machmer on him. Now, if somebody leaves the tchum ba'oinis, there's a greater reason to be makel for him than if he left the tchum b'shoigig. Somebody who left the tchum ba'oinis, a hurricane came and blew him out of the tchum. And Mamish had nothing to do with him. It totally was against his will. He was physically removed from the tchum by an Ein Yehudi or by a gust of wind. If we're machmer on him and we restrict him to dal amos, it would seem to be a kal v'chomer that if somebody left the tchum knowingly and willingly, just he was b'shoigig, certainly we should be machmer on him. Still explains to Mishnah Berurah, nakat zeh mishum seifa. But the Chofetz Chaim is being very careful to point out to you that, you know, the Mechaber, and I spoke about this yesterday, don't think that the Mechaber, you know, this was a slip of the pen and he wrote something that was totally unnecessary for no reason. He wrote it for a reason. He wrote it because of the end of the Sif. Te'achziru mahani afilu bazeh. In the end of the Sif, we're going to see a kula that we do give to somebody who left the tchum in one of these fashions. And we're going to see that that kula applies not only in a case of oinus, but even in a case of shoigeg, where we would have less reason to be makel. Anyway, what's the halacha regarding these people? Is katan tesvav in all of these cases? Ela arba amos. They're still restricted to a dalat ama area. Ayla el b'simin shin tzadik vav sefalof. Chofetz Chaim sends us back to shin tzadik vav b'hagah in the words of the Ramah. Eich choshven ha'arba amos, how do you calculate this 4 ama area? If you take a look back there in the Ramah says, he makes one point first, that these dalad amos are measured miruvachos. They're expanded amos. They're not tight, narrow amos. They're a little bit more expanded amos. Ayin Shum for Yoiser detail. Also, we spoke about this Rama already several times. We have the Yesh Oimrim in the Rama over there, who differs with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that the Arba Amos are measured. You have four Amos in one direction. You get to pick the direction in most cases, but you get four Amos in one direction. The Yesh Oimrim brought by the Rama says, no, we plot this fellow inside an 8x8 square, and he has Dalet Amos in every direction. Okay, so the Mechaber told us so far over here in Sif Hei, you left the Tchum, even if you left the Tchum, Ba'inis, B'shoigeg, you know, this was totally Shalai Ladas, you are still restricted to a Dalet Amma area. Okay, now says the Mechaber, three lines off the bottom, about two-thirds of the way through the line, Hechziru L'Soich HaTchum. Let's say he was removed from the Tchum by an Eina Yehudi. So an Eina Yehudi picked him up, took him out of the Tchum, plopped him down. Right now, he's restricted to Dalet Amos. Now, the Eina Yehudi thought about it and said, nah, not nice what I did to the guy. Herziru L'Soich HaTchum. He picked him up and brought him back to his original place. And he put him back down inside the Tchum. So now, he's back inside the Tchum. Does he recapture his Tchum? Says the Mechaber, yes. Ki'ilu lo yotza. We look at him as if he never left the Tchum. So here, we're going to be mekel. Since this person left the Tchum ba'oinis, it's true that kol zman he's out of the Tchum, he's restricted to Dalet Amos. But if he was returned to the Tchum, then he's going to recapture his Tchum. It's ki'ilu lo yotza. It's as if he never left the Tchum. Not only is he returned to the Tchum and he recaptures his Tchum, he recaptures his Tchum completely and fully. So if he was standing 1,900 Amos beyond the city limits and an Eini Yehudi picked him up and carried him 100 Amos beyond the Tchum, and then the Eini Yehudi picked him up and brought him back to his starting point, 1,900 Amos away from the city, he recaptures his Tchum completely. He could walk back to the city, he could go into the city, and he gets the entire city, and he gets outside the city, Alpayim Amal Charuach. It's as if he never left. Aval, however, says the Mechaber, this is predicated on the fact that he did not return to the Tchum of his own volition, or he at least did not return to the Tchum midas. It's not that he realized he's out of the Tchum, and then midas, with malice aforethought, he went ahead and he re-entered the Tchum. No, either the Eini Yehudi picked him up and put him back into the Tchum, or maybe the same Einus that took him out of the Tchum, the wind that blew him out of the Tchum, now blows him back into the Tchum. Or he was a shoygig when he left the Tchum, and he was a shoygig when he went back into the Tchum. But the same way he left the Tchum, Shalai Midas, he returned to the Tchum, Shalai Midas. That's when we're makel on him, and we look at it as if he never left. Aval, however, says the Mechaber, in Chayzer Ladas, if he realized he's out of the Tchum, and he said, uh-oh, bad idea, I'm restricted to Dalet Amos, I better get myself back into the Tchum. And he turned around and he went back into the Tchum, and lo yal arba amos. Now we're not giving this guy any kulas. You left your Tchum, you lost your Tchum. You're restricted to Dalet Amos. You turned around and you tried to go back into the Tchum. Sorry, Charlie, it's not your Tchum anymore. You lost your Tchum, you surrendered your Tchum. You're still restricted to Dalet Amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois katan tez zayin. Im chazar ladas, if he knowingly returned back into his tchum, it's an alarm hour. What the Mechaber means to say is, beratzayin, willingly, ubedas, and with knowledge. Lafuke, this stands in contrast to, im shogag, the chazar. If the same shogig that took him out of his tchum, so on the way out of the tchum, he was busy chazaring the daf. On the way back into the tchum, he was busy chazaring dirshu. Right? But he was shoygeg going out, he's shoygeg going back in, the chazar, and he went back in mitoch ha-shoygeg, chashev ki'ilu hechziru, that is equal to the halacha of if the guy picked him up and put him back into the tchum. See, Mishnah Berurah is telling us something very critical here, right? Because the Mechaber did not couch the halacha in those terms. right? The Sif Hei starts off with several different cases. One case is that an Ein Yehudi picked the guy up and took him out of the Trum. Another case is that an Oynis took him out of the Trum. But there's also a case of Shoigig, right? Then, so the Mechaber told us the Chumra. You left the Trum Shalai Midas, you restricted the Dalai Lamas. Then the Mechaber came and told us the Kula, that if you got back into the Trum, we're Mekala, we give you your Trum back. But when saying the Kula, the way the Mechaber couched it was, Hechziruhu L'Saycha Trum, if he was returned to the Trum. Now you could read that, and you could think that maybe the Kula only applies to the case of, let's say, the Ein Yehudi. The Ein Yehudi took him out, the Ein Yehudi returned him. Maybe it could apply to the case of an Oynis. An Oynis took him out, the Oynis returned him. But the phraseology, hechziruhu, he was returned, does not sound like it's referring to the case of Shoigig. By the case of Shoigig, he was not returned to the Trum. He went back into the Trum. So it's very critical for the Mishnah Berurah over here, nice cut to Zion, to tell me, Ritzainai Loimar. The Mechaber wants to cover all the cases. He went back in, Baratzain, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. Laafuke, no, it's the right, it's cotton, but the wrong words. Laafuke, im shagag v'chazar, if the shoigeg was shagag and he went back in, chashiv ki'ilu hechziru, that's the equal, it's the equivalent of a goy taking him out, the goy putting him back in. If he was shoigeg going out and he was shoigeg going in, that's the same halacha as hechziru, and we would apply the kula and we give him back his tchum. Okay? So, we saw the halacha here. That's, we could be mekel when the person either was returned back into his tchum, or he himself went back into the tchum, but he did it shalai bitas. Then we could be mekel. But the Mechaber said, avalim chayzer ladas. But if he knowingly went back into the tchum, then we can't be mekel. And the Mechaber said, ein lo yala arba amos. Once again, he's going to be restricted to dalet amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, katan yudzayin, ela arba amos, v'dafka shalai nichnas li'iroi. Now, here's an interesting halacha that we're going to get into more, I think, tomorrow's Shir Mirtz Hashem, in Sif Ches of this Siman. Says the Mishnah Berurah that this chumra, so to speak, that if the person that left the tchum, shaloi midas, then goes back into the tchum, midas, he's restricted to dalet amos. However, there's a significant loophole, and that is v'dafka shalai nichnas li'iroi. This is true as long as he didn't return all the way to go within his city. Avalim nichnas li'iroi hamukefes mechitzos. But if he actually goes all the way back to the city, and the city is mukaf mechitzos, or it's got an Erev surrounding it, you know, Tzuras HaPesach, it's also considered Mukaf Mechitzos, Harei Hi Kula Karba Amos, then he would get the entire city, because the entire city is called Four Amos. Ukid L'Kabei B'Sif Ches, like we're going to see in Sif Ches, V'ayin Shom Atche Kasavdu Bazeh, and the Mishnah Berurah goes out of his way to say, hold your breath, take a look at what I'm going to write, how I'm going to explain this halacha over there. So now let me be clear why this is such a chiddush. Realize what we're saying, okay? So this guy was going for a spatzir on Shabbos, and he left his city, and maybe he intended to walk 1,950 amos beyond the city limits. So he was intending on staying within the Trum. Okay, when he reached 1,950, he was only 3/4 of the way of chazering the daf balpeh, and he accidentally kept on walking, and he walked 100 amos outside of the Trum. Okay, he walks 100 amos outside of the Trum, he finishes chazering the daf, and he says, oy vey, what did I do? I walked out of the Trum. Bad idea. I better go turn around and walk back into the Trum. Uh-oh. He left the Trum b'shoigig. He's going back into the Trum midas. He's going back into the Trum b'mezin. If he walks 150 amos back into the Trum, what's his halacha? He's restricted to dalet amos. Okay, we're machmer on him, right? He's in a bad situation. According to the most makel opinion, the Yesh Armam of the Ramah, he's at the center of an 8x8 square. He could walk Dalet Amos in every direction, but that's it for the rest of Shabbos. He's stuck in that 8x8 square. But now, if he says to himself, hey, wait a second, I just finished chazering Simon Tafei Sifhei, and now that I think about it, you know, if I do another thing wrong, if now Bemezid, I turn around, and I already blew it once, right? I illegally, in transgression, violation of halacha, I Bemezid, re-entered my tchum when I wasn't allowed to, right? But I re-entered my tchum. Now I'm stuck in an 8x8 square. But if I violate halacha even more, and I keep on walking, and I walk all the way back into the city, then I'm going to be in a better place. Because if I get into the city limits and the city is Mukaf Mechitzais, then it says here in the Mechaber, now I'm going to get the entire city. So why should I stay out here and be stuck in an 8x8 square? I'll go walk all the way back to the city and I'll get the whole city. Now this sounds very, very much like Chayte Niskar, right? By doing something wrong, he's reaping a reward. Right? Which we never say, right? In the Lashon of Chazal, Eichel Shum, Chayzer Eichel Shum, somebody ate garlic and he got bad breath, his DA said that he should eat more garlic, right? We never say that when you did something wrong, you should, you know what? I'll tell you, I have a good idea. Instead of violating halacha once, I'll violate halacha even more. And then it'll be better for me. And this sounds scaringly very much like that, right? If he's over halacha more and he goes all the way back to the city, now he'll get the whole city. Okay? Hold your horses and we'll delve into that a little bit deeper, I think, in the next year in Sivches. Now, let's take a look at the Ramah, bottom line, Ayin Resh Amud Aleph, another manifestation of this same halacha. Hagal says the Ramah V'chein, similarly, Im Nichnas Lisvina. If somebody gets onto a boat, now the Mishnah Berurah, you know what? Let's read the Mishnah Berurah inside instead of me telling it to you outside and then reading it inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kad Yudches, Nechnas Lisfina. If somebody gets onto a boat, Myri, we're talking about a case, Shekana Shvisa Bayabosha. Somebody started off Shabbos in the city, on the dry land. He was kind of Shvisa inside the city. And maybe Nebuch, this guy doesn't have a place to stay for Shabbos. When he went to Shul Friday night, nobody invited him over. He doesn't have a place to go. So you know what he did? V'nichnas l'sfina. He saw a boat by the docks. He needed shelter. V'nichnas l'sfina. He got onto the boat b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, stam, without any thought process. He just needed shelter. Leishev ba. He needed a place to stay. So he got onto the boat. V'loy l'haflik. But he didn't get on the boat to go for a cruise. He wasn't thinking that this boat might be disembarking on Shabbos. That was a rude awakening. He went on to the boat. He was kind of shvisa on dry land in the city. Then he got onto the boat because he needed a place to stay. That's when the halacha that we're going to learn now in the Ramah is going to be negeya. So before we even finish the rest of this Mishnah Berurah, now that we know what we're talking about, let's go back into the Ramah. The chayt, similarly. Yimnichnas l'sfina. You have a guy who was kind of shvisa in the city on dry land. He has a tum. And he got onto the boat because he needed a place to stay. The Yotza Asvina. And then guess what? Rev up the engines, and now the wind starts blowing, and now the ship is going, and it's taking him with him. And it takes him chutz l'tchum. It takes him out of the tchum. Okay, let's go back into the Mishnah Berurah. Let's continue on. Iskat and Yudches. D'in nichnas l'haflik. First of all, I told you that this is talking about a case where the guy got onto the boat just because he needed a place to stay. If we're talking about a case where the guy got onto the boat actually to go for a sail, heavy kiyotza ladas, that would be somebody who went out of the tchum knowingly, and then a different halacha would take place. The Ramah is giving us an extension of the Ramah's, of the Mechaber's halacha, that is talking about somebody who left the tchum shaloi midas. Why is this guy considered somebody who left the tchum shaloi midas? Because he never intended on leaving the tchum. He needed a shelter, so he got onto the boat. Then the boat went ahead and took him for a sail. So this is somebody who left the tchum shaloi midas. You could call it an onus. The engines took him out of the tchum. V'ein lo yalar ba'amis. If he would have gotten onto the boat with the intention of taking a sail, well, that guy is a guy who left the tchum midas. That's a Simon Tafei Sif Aleph guy. That guy is going to be restricted to Dalet Amos. We're not going to be Makel on the guy. Over here, we're talking about a guy who left Shaloi Midas, and we're going to see a Kula here. He left Shaloi Midas. He got onto the boat with no intention of going for a sail. Let's go back into the Ramah. The Chain, similarly again, Im Nichnas L'Sfina, he got onto the boat because he needed shelter, V'yatzah Asfina Chutz L'Tchum, and the boat took him out of the Tchum. The Chazra L'Achay Reha, it was one of these day cruises. So the boat took him 5,000 Amos out of the Tchum. And then it turned around and it went back. L'Nomel, Shefliga Misham, it went back to the same port that they left from. Harehu ki'ilu layotza. We look at this guy as if he never left the tchum. So again, what's the Ramah telling me? The Mechaber told us this basic halacha. The Mechaber said, if you left the tchum, shaloi midas, a guy picked you up and took you out of the tchum and dropped you off out of the tchum, all right, you're out of the tchum, you're restricted to Dalet Amos. If the guy then picks you up and brings you back into the tchum, then we're makel on you, and we look at it as if you never left the tchum, and you recapture your old tchum. Says Draba, here's another manifestation of that case. You went on, you were kind of shvisa on dry land, so you have a tchum. You got onto a boat because you needed shelter. The boat went and took you 5,000 amos away from the city, so the boat took you out of your tchum. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to be very careful to say, and the boat was less than 10 tfachim off the seabed or the riverbed. So yeah, you're really outside of your tchum. The boat took you out of your tchum. Well, right now, halachically, even though you left the tchum shaloi midas, right now you're restricted to Dalet Amos. But then what happened, says the Ramah? The same way the boat took you out of the tchum, now the boat takes you and returns you back into your tchum. So says the Ramah, this is just another manifestation of the Mechaber's halacha. This is Harehu Ki'ilu Layotza. Now you're going to recapture your tchum. We're going to look at you as if you never left your tchum. And the Ramah wraps it up very succinctly. This is exactly identical to the Mechaber's case of a guy took you out of the tchum, put you down, you're out of your tchum, really you should be restricted to Dalet Amos. Then the very nice guy picked you up and put you back into your tchum. So we're makel on you, and you recapture your tchum. Now the Mishnah Berurah is just going to fill in a couple of the little key details that I already mostly mentioned outside. Turning back to Ayin Reish Amud Aleph, Mishnah Berurah is cutting you a test. Chutz latchum. The boat took you out of your tchum, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mairi, we must be talking about a case. We must be talking about a case where the boat took you out of your tchum and the bottom of the boat was within 10 tfachim of the riverbed. That's why it's considered that you're really out of your tchum, and really you're restricted to Dalet Amos. And if you now went and you knowingly went back into your tchum, you would not recapture your tchum. The only reason you're recapturing your tchum is because you're not going back into the tchum knowingly. Midas. You're going back into the tchum because the boat turned around and it took you back to your tchum. The reason we're makel over here is because this is not a sif dalet case. This is not you knowingly went back into the tchum. This is you unknowingly went back into the tchum. The same boat that took you out of the tchum is taking you back into the tchum, so you recapture your tchum. Okay, continuing with Sivav, second line down, here on Ayin Reish Amud Bey, says the Mechaber. Again, Nisanu Oibdei Kechavim Chutz Latchum. So again, your very friendly Ein Yehudi Tony came and picked you up and took you out of your tchum and put you down. But here, there's a new tweak. When he took you out of the tchum and put you down, he didn't take you out of the tchum and drop you off out in the Bicca. He didn't take you and drop you off out in the rolling plains of grain, and therefore you only get the center of a 8x8 square. He put you bedir. He put you in a corral. So he put you in an area that's fenced in. Oy besahar. A deer actually is more of a pasture. It's a fenced in pasture. Oy besahar. Or he put you in a fenced in corral. Uma'ara, or he put you in an enclosed cave. Oy be'ir acheres, or maybe he picked you up and he took you out of the tchum of city A, and he brought you to city B, and he dropped you off inside city B, which happens to be an ir mukefes chayim aladira, says the mechaber. Oy, or another case, not Tony picked you up. Oy shenenas bishar oynes, or there was a different oynes that happened that took you out of your tchum and dropped you off in one of these enclosed areas. So a tornado picked you up from the tchum of city A, and it dropped you off in a cave outside of your tchum. Or it dropped you off in another city. That's Mukeves Chaim Aladira. Or you were busy chazering the daf, you walked out of the tchum of city A, and you walked into city B, but you did it all b'shoigeg, v'nizkar v'hu b'soichay. And then you finish chazering the daf, and you look around, and you say, where am I? Oh my goodness, I walked out of my tchum from city A, and I went so far that I actually walked into city B before I woke up. Now, what's the tzad hashava of all of these cases of sivav? In all of these cases, these are all, again, cases of somebody who left his tchum shaloi midas. He left his tchum either ba'aynis or he left his tchum b'shoigeg. And now he finds himself in an enclosed area. In Sif, hey, we were talking about somebody who left the tchum shaloi midas and he finds himself out in the fields. He finds himself out in the wilderness. That guy is restricted to an 8x8 square. He's restricted to Dalet Amos. Over here, we're talking about a guy who left the Tchum Shalai Midas, either Ba'ines or B'Shoigeg. He left the Tchum Shalai Midas, but now he finds himself in an enclosed area. Here, we're going to give him a very big kula, says the Mechaber, Mahalech es kulai. He gets the entire enclosed area. If he's in a big enclosed cave, so the cave is 50 feet by 50, by 50 amas by 50 amas. We're not going to say that he's restricted to an 8x8 square. No, he can go anywhere in the cave. If he finds himself in a corral that's 50 amas by 50 amas, he can go anywhere in the corral. If he finds himself in a city, and it's a city that's 5,000 amas by 5,000 amas, he can go anywhere in the city. He can go to a daf yomi share at one end of the city, daf milka at the other end of the city. He could visit his friend that lives on the, you know, in the city somewhere. But he gets the whole city. Big kula. Says the Mishnah Berurah Katanchav. Nisanu akum chutz l'tchum. If an any Yehudi picked him up and put him out of the tchum, Ritzayin Alamar, what the Mechavi means to say is, Shoyitziyu mitaka tchum. He took him out of the tchum, unisanu usham. And he deposited him in one of these enclosed areas. It's called a chafal of bedir. He put him in a deer. What's a deer? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Gader shel behemais. This is a fenced in area for animals, sha'is and basadais, that they make in the fields. Hayon kan. Today they make an enclosed pasture area over here. Vayon kan. And then another day they make an enclosed pasture area over there. Why are they moving around the fenced in pastures areas? Kedei lezablon beglale habehemais. They want to make a fenced in area where the animals should graze, and they're going to be fertilizing machines. They're going to graze, and then what happens after an animal grazes, right? It has to defecate. That's prime fertilizer. So they want the animals to fertilize an area. So they fence in a pasture, and they let the animals do their thing. Fisahar, what's a sahar? Nasel behemoi sa'ir. A sahar is pshuta kemashmai, a corral. They made a corralled area for the animals of the city. Now, if you notice, the Mechaber didn't mention by a deer or by a sahar that they're mukaf ledira. You know why? Because they're not mukaf ledira. And they don't have to be mukaf ledira. Mishum delay beina mukaf ledira. Why? Because they're generally small. The only time we would have to worry about the pasture or the corral being hukaf ledira is if it's actually bigger than a beis asayim. Right? Because otherwise you're going to run into karpev tolhuk of ledira issues. Ustam deer v'sahar lo'yevikokach. Usually when we're dealing with a deer or a sahar, we don't have to worry about them being so big. Ube'im shahaya yoyse b'beis asayim. Indeed, if it would be bigger than a beis asayim, be'inan che'e mukaf ledira. Then we taka would require it to be mukaf ledira. Okay. Going weiter. Ois kan chapez, or he was deposited in a city, that's mukefes chayim ledira. Da'yideze, since he was deposited in an enclosed area, having kirishus hayochid, that whole enclosed area, technically is rishus hayochid, ve'vekula ka'arba amos, and therefore we look at the entire enclosed area in the context of the halachas of Tumen as being four amos, and we give this guy, who was removed from his Tumen shaloi midas, and he was returned to an enclosed, not returned, he wasn't taken back to his city in this case. He was taken back, he was put back, not back, he was deposited in another enclosed area. We're going to give him that enclosed area, kula ka'arba amos. Technically speaking, these cities don't have to be literally mukafas chayma, surrounded by walls, just v'yesh b'entikudin eruvin, as long as they have lechis and strings, tzuras ha-pesachs, so then they have the halacha of being mukafas chayma. V'da, and you should know, says the Mishnah. Du'adin, emheviyu akum b'sfina, if we go start talking in the world of the Rama again, if an Eini Yehudi took him on a boat out of the Tchum, right? If Goyim took him out of his, if he, forget Goyim, if the guy who we were talking about in the Ramah, right, in the previous Sif, the guy who was kind of Shvisa in the city, and then he went on to a boat because he needed shelter, and the boat went and took him out of the Tchum. So the boat takes him 5,000 amos away from the city, and it pulls in to a dock somewhere, right? And the guy is like, oh my gosh, they took me out of the Tchum. Is he allowed to leave the boat? No, he's not allowed to leave the boat, right? If the boat is within 10 tfachim of the seabed, he's not allowed to leave the boat. Why isn't he allowed to leave the boat? Because he's now out of his Tchum. If he's out of his Tchum, he's restricted to a Dalai Lama area. We learned earlier something that I'm still a bit puzzled by, that if the boat takes you out of your Tchum, the boat is your Dalai Lama's. So you're restricted to the boat. He's not allowed to get off the boat. Unless you have a situation where somehow, I'm not sure, I'm not clear what the physical facts of this would be, unless the boat entered the walled-in city. Maybe you have a situation where the boat could pull into a dock and there are actually walls that extend out into the water and they're going to enclose the boat. So, okay, so in that case, the boat took you, shaloi midas, out of your Tchum and it deposited you inside the walled-in city. Well, then you get the whole walled-in city, right? That's the halacha of Sivav. But if the boat took you out of your Tchum and it did not bring you into a walled-in city, so then you're restricted to Dalit al-Dalit, which means you can't leave the boat. There are those that say, on the same point, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if the city is surrounded by walls, but the walls don't envelop the dock. The dock is outside, right? So, I mean, that would be the normal case. The dock is sticking out into the water. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are those that say you can still be mekel. Why? Because the slope going from the dry land down under the water, the slope of the seabed, we're going to look at it as a tail hamislakate, and we're going to assume that that makes a mechitza. So we're going to assume that when you get up, that the boat is already in a walled-in area somehow. Take a look at the Magen Avraham Asher Kasav Zeb Shem Maharil, where you could delve into this a little bit deeper. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Ois Kanachav Gimel. So we're talking over here about cases where somebody left the Tchum Shaloi Midas and ended up in an enclosed area. So one of the cases where somebody left the Tchum Shaloi Midas and found himself Shaloi Midas in an enclosed area is Shagag. Right? He was Shagag, he was Chazer the Daf, and he left the Tchum, Shaloi Midas, and then he was still Shagag. He didn't finish the Daf yet when he walked into the neighboring city. says the Mishnah Berurah Kach of Gimel Sheshagav Yatzav Tzeno Leimar Shayatarud Beinyanov. He was busy chazering the daf. And he walked out of the tchum b'shaygeg, and he then walked into a neighboring city, or any similar kind of case. And then when he wakes up and he gets his mind off the daf, he realizes that he's in a neighboring city. But this stands in contrast to a case. Now, if the guy walked out of his tchum b'shaygeg because he was chazering the daf, and then he finished the daf when he was outside the tum, but he was not yet inside the next city. He's not allowed to walk into the next city. Then we're not going to be making on him. We're not going to say, oh, you walked into the next city, you get the city. Ain't loyal arba amos. Then, no. Then he's only going to get dalet amos. Tahare nichtas ladas. Because now he went into the city midas with malice aforethought. We're not going to give him then dalet amos. Now, this stands in contrast, by the way, because I hope some of you already picked up on this, to the Chiddush that we learned earlier in Ois Katan Yud Zayin, which I said we're going to have to talk about more when we get to Sif Ches. The Chiddush that we saw in Ois Katan Yud Zayin was somebody left the tchum of his city, Shaloi Midas, and then with malice aforethought, not only did he go back into the tchum of his city, but he went all the way back to inside his city. In that case, we do give the guy his whole city, right? That was the whole bomb chiddush, that it sounds like chayt niska. He's going all the way back into his city with malice aforethought, and we're giving him the whole city. This case is different. The case that we're learning now is he's not going back into his city. He left the tchum of his city, Shalom Midas, and then Midas, he walked into another city, a different city. Over there, he does not get the whole city. He's going to be restricted to Dalet Amos. The key difference between these two cases is going to be that in the first case, he's back inside his city. I didn't want to get into this, but now I will, just to drop. When he goes back into his city, we're makel on him, because the bottom line is, he's back inside the mechitzos that he started out Shabbos in. He's back inside the enclosed city that he was kind of shvisa in. So over there, we're not so machmer on him. In this case, it's true that with malice aforethought, he's going back into an enclosed area. But here, we're not makel on him, because he's not going back into an enclosed area that he was in on the outset of Shabbos. He's going back into a different city. Over there, we're not makel on him. Over here, he's going to be slammed. He's going to be restricted to Dalet Amos. Moving along. Ice cotton chaf. Hey, I think we have to do more in the Mechaber. Yeah, three lines off the bottom, near the end of the line. So the first halachi here of Sivav, somebody is a kula. Somebody left his tchum Shaloi Midas, and then Shaloi Midas, he found himself in another enclosed area. Big kula, that enclosed area becomes for him like Dalet Amos. He gets the entire enclosed area. But says the Mechaber, that's only because he found himself in the new enclosed area, Shaloi Midas. Avalim yotza chutz l'tchumay l'das. But let's say this person left his tchum. See, again, in the first case, he left his tchum Shaloi Midas, and he arrived in a new enclosed area, Shaloi Midas. However, if he left his tchum intentionally, not Shaloi Midas, even if later he finds himself in an enclosed area, he's only going to get Arba Amos. He's not going to get the whole enclosed area. This chumra is true. Whether not only did he leave his tchum midas, but he entered the new enclosed area also midas, or bein shechnisu akum l'sham, or if he left his tchum midas, so now he's restricted to Dalet Amos, and then a goy picked him up and put him into a new enclosed area. So the second part was shaloi midas. Doesn't help. Once he left his tchum with malice aforethought, he does not get this kula of the new enclosed area being Kulakar Amais, Va'ayin, the Bi'er Halacha, and take a look at the Bi'er Halacha. I want to go a little bit weiter. I want to at least do Mishtabura Ois Katan Chavav. So let's start Siv Zayin on the bottom line here. And the Mechaber says to Mechaber, more about boat travel. Mi Shehefliga Svinasai Bayam. Somebody who is traveling on a boat out at sea. Okay, what's the exact case? Says the Mishnah, Rizkan Chafav, Misha Efliga Ma'iri, we're talking about a case. Shabba Be'eru Shabbos Samach Lachashecha Lenomel. Person went to the port on Shabbos, right before the onset of Shabbos. Mokayim Shasfina Geisheshes Lamata Me'asar Tvachim. So this guy came to the port on Erev Shabbos, right before the onset of Shabbos, got onto the boat, and the boat right now is riding in very shallow water. So the boat is within 10 tfachim of the ground. Now this guy was not intending on getting onto the boat and going for a cruise. His intent was to leave the boat. He didn't want to go traveling anywhere. For whatever reason, maybe he had to bring a package to somebody on the boat. Samach lechashecha, he got onto the boat. Now the boat is riding within 10 tfachim. So the boat is a place where he could be makom shvisa, he could be kind of shvisa. And his intent is yet to leave the boat and remain in the city. The nimsa, and therefore it comes out, says the Mishnah Berurah, kind of shvisa beyabacha. This guy is being kind of shvisa on the dry land in this city. And then disaster strikes. Ubar ruach, and now the wind came. And now the wind takes the boat out of the tchum, and the boat again is located within 10 tfachim of the ground. This guy's not allowed to leave the boat, right? Because let's just do the math, right? What happened here? He was kind of shvisa at the port, right? We're at the port of his city. That's where he was at the onset of Shabbos, and the boat was within 10 tfachim of the ground. And his intent was to stay in the city. So he was kind of shvisa by the city. Now the wind came, took the boat away. The boat takes him 5,000 amos away. The boat took him out of the tchum. And the boat is within 10 tfachim of the ground. So what is this a case of? This is a case of somebody who left the tchum, shaloi midas. What's his halacha? He's restricted to dalet amos. Is he allowed to leave the boat? No, he's not allowed to leave the boat because the boat is his dalet amos, something that we famously keep on talking about. So this is a case. He left the tchum shaloi midas. He's restricted to dalet amos. The boat is his dalet amos. He's not allowed to leave the boat. Dein lo yela arba amos. Afilu hachi, still and all, the Mechaber is going to teach us besvina gufa mahalichas kula. But he's not restricted to an 8x8 amos square on the boat. On the boat, he could travel throughout the boat. The boat is all considered his arba amos to arba amos tami hayol mukafes mechitzais, because the boat is mukaf mechitzais. Let's see it in the words of the Mechaber here in Siv Zayin. Misha efliga svinasa bayam, somebody who the boat took him away out of his tchum, mahalichas kula. He still gets the entire boat, even though he's restricted to a 8x8 amos square. That's his dalet amos, because he was taken out of the tchum, right? Doesn't matter. He still gets the whole boat. Mahalachis kula. Hoyl v'shabas ba'avre mechitzais. Because at the onset of Shabbos, he was in the mechitzais of the boat. So that's all his arba amos. It's called chavzayin. Mahalachis kula afilu kishi yamedes. He could travel throughout the boat, even when the boat is standing still and it's within 10 tfachim of the seabed. And we're going to leave Ois Katan Chav Ches for tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. This is Liman HaTorah. Should be Megan against Klal Yisrael. The Rav Hashem should send Yeshua for us, Panos and Shaduchim to Lozidin. We should be zeichet to see the B'ezgal Tzedek. B'mehar v'yameinu. Amen. Be well.